on this Gemara of Asafta b'Perei v'Rivia that he took that diuk to mean that it wasn't a simple chiyuv or kiyum in sense of chovas hagavra, but he thought that there was a general obligation to be involved, sort of parallel to his own he was always fond of quoting the Gra, matzos yiochel eshivas hayamim, something we'll get to, that ma'os chitin is a din d'oraisa, because we have a responsibility to ensure that all Klal Yisrael is participating in the mitzvah of matzah. So he would always quote this Gemara when he would talk about his personal involvement in terms of the Gemara in Sota Daf Yudalid, Vayivieha al Adam, Kadosh Baruch Hu Naseh Slo Shoshvinan, you know, try to be Mizaveg Shiduchim. Okay, so the presentation of the mitzvah period of Arivia happens twice in Sefer Bereishis, obviously at the very beginning, Pru Avru Malu Asaretz V'chib Shua. And then again, it's reiterated in Parshas Noach, après deluge, after the Mabul, and we have the mitzvah, which is reiterated in that context. And what's really fascinating is sometimes the Nosei Kelim will cite from one or the other source, and it's always interesting to try to figure that out. So again, here you have in Perek Tes, once again, Pru Revu Melua Sa'aretz, in the context in particular of the Isser Daraisa of Shvichos Damim. That's very important. Now, part of the reason that Shvichos Damim is introduced in Parshas Noach, Levi, just remind us, is what? Why are we talking about Shvichos Damim there?
Because he could kill animals?
Exactly. Perfectly said. The Heter Achilas Basar itself translates into a need to reassert that humans are not animals. Shofech Dam Hadam Badam Damo Yishafech Ki B'Tzelem Elokim Asa es ha'adam. Now, lehalacha, this linkage between Piriya v'Rivya and Shvichos Damim is made by the Gemara Masechta Yevamos. The Gemara Yevamos is the locus classicus for the discussion of the mitzvah of Piriya v'Rivya. I should have noted parenthetically, I apologize to go a little bit out of order, but another interpretation of Asakta b'Piriya v'Rivya is really based on the Gemara Yevamos' drasha of the pasuk in Koheles, Baboker Zora Sarechel, Erev Al Tanach Yadecha, Ein Chayodei Ezeh Yichshar Hazeh Ezeh, Yim Shneim Keach HaTovim, that if the person was Mekayim Piriya v'Rivya B'Yalduso, that you should have Banim B'Ziknuso, to continue on, that it's an Asek, that we don't satisfy ourselves with the bare minimum. But in any event, Tani Reb Elazar Omer, Kamishayin Osek V'Hiriya v'Rivya, Ki'ilu Shoveich Damim, Shenemar, Shovech dam adam ba'adam damo yishafech uksiv basrei v'atem peruvu. That's a very harsh statement. But again, if you're taking net-net, you know, if a person takes away life from this world, right, or a person adds life to this world, those are related kinds of ideas. So if a person commits a sin of omission, on some level you could commit it to, compare it to a sin of commission, in terms of a failure, Piriya v'Rivya is tantamount to Shvichos Damim. Rabbi Yaakov Omer ki lemaid hadmos shenemar ki b'tzelem elokim asa es ha'adam. I'm particularly fond of this line of the Gemara, because this line of the Gemara seems to instantiate the idea that every person actually increases tzelem elokim in this world. Adam yechidi ba'olam, Adam yechidi is an olam malich, siv basrei v'atem peruvu. Benazai Omer, Benazai goes to the hilt, kilu shovech damim umayit hadvosh shenamar v'atem puravu. So this is the famous line. Amrlo le ben azay, yesh no adorish v'no amekayim, no amekayim v'eno no adorish, ata no adorish v'eno no amekayim. So the context of the Gemara, what this means to say is you went further than anybody else. It's like shvichos damim and your memayit hadmos. So it's the worst sin ben adam l'makom, and it's also a sin ben adam l'chavero. And yet we know that ben azay broke off his engagement, Rabbi Kiva's daughter, because he, he'll give the answer right now. Amalan ben Azai Ma'asa, he's not claiming anything more than, you know, his own limitations. Ma'asa nafshi chashka b'Torah efshal olam sheyizkayim ayidei acherim. So we've discussed in the past that lehalacha there are at least three or four different ways of parsing what ben Azai is saying. The most ambitious, they say, I'm basically potter because the nature of the mitzvah of Piriya v'Rivya is kiyum ha'olam, and, you know, I'm doing my own part in terms of kiyum ha'olam, and, you know, to each his own, everybody, you know, is required to do that which is their part in terms of Yeshuvah Shel Olam, a topic that we'll return to a little bit later on today. That's one expression. All the way on the other end of the spectrum, he says, Anachanami, you got me on it. But Ma'asa Nafshi Chashka B'Torah, I'm not claiming that I'm doing the right thing, but I accept and acknowledge my limitations in this regard. So just one second. The Rama Paskins, Kamabani Yulo Ishut, Hiskayim, Itzazobiyado, Zachar Nekeva, Shanamar, Zachar Nekeva, Biram.
So the aspect of Halachta Bedracha, but then the Rambam comes back and says, Misha Chashka Nafsho Betorom was the next Halacha, Tamid, right? We're not going to give this Heter away. Vishogeba Keben Azai, that term Vishogeba is the Rambam's term for Avas Hashem, and the Rambam says, what is this Vishogeba? He doesn't like that expression. Vishogeba Keben Azai, it's a reflection of total and immersive Avas HaTorah, Avas Hashem, Ava Lefi Ayidia, V'davak Ba'kol Yama V'lo Nasa Isha Ein B'yado Avod. It's hardly the case that the Rambam is recommending this lifestyle, but he says we're at least not going to say that the person sinned in that regard. So again, L'chatchila, a person always should try their best. Halan V'halahu, there are questions of sequencing, but the bottom line is a person should try their best to find the appropriate shiluv between Torah and Piri Avirivya, but it's important to note that there were extreme examples as far as that was concerned. You notice the Rambam said that the Ish is Chayev in Piri Avirivya, so that comes from the Mishnah here. Aish Mitzuvah Piri Avirivya, Avalo Aisha. Rabbi Yochim and Broka seems to disagree. Al Shnei Amu Omer, Vayivarech Osam Elokim, Vayomer Lehem Elokim, Puravu. Some had interpreted Rabbi Yochim and Broka as not necessarily having a machokas, but just saying that the bracha included both of them, even if the tzivoy only relates to one of them. The Gemara says, "Any nine event manahani milay." This will set us up for the next part. Amar Rabbi Lam, Mishum Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon Amar Kro, Melua Saaretz veChim Shua, Ish Darka Lichbosh veEin Isha Darka Lichbosh. That Puravu is linked to this idea of a certain kind of assertiveness, a certain kind of initiative that's more generally associated with masculinity, and so there's a patur for women in this regard. This will set us up for the next section of Kiddushin. Rami, go ahead.
Is it possible that Ben Azai was, other than the fact that he was saying that he was Osek B'Tama Torah, kind of like, if he was Osek B'Tama Torah, that other people would be Mekayim it for him? Like it was a group effort?
Right. That's one of the things that he's saying. Now again, now how much he's exonerating himself is not clear. The furthest the Rambam is willing to go is say in biyado avon. We're not going to say that he's an avarian, but that's hardly saying, you know, that this is the optimal path, right? Okay, so well, once we establish the asymmetrical nature of the relationship between Ish V'Isha and Piri Avirivya, that will now set us up for a really important discussion about the relationship between Puravu and what potentially might be a separate mitzvah. So the Gemara Masechta Kiddushin, commenting on the pasuk in Parashas Kiseitze, Kikach Ish Isha Davi, go ahead, Rabbi Shimon Omer. So Mibnei Ma'amar Torah Kikach Ish Isha Velo Kasav Kisilakach Isha Leish. Right, it turns out that the man has to do the kinyan, the man has to do the amira. It's the first parak of Kiddushin. So the Gemara says Mibnei Shadarko Shal Ish. Oh, okay, so that's the previous line, meaning that's Yivamos, but Darko Shalish Lachzor Alisha Ve Darko Shalish, the same idea. Ein Darko Alisha Lachzor Alish, Mashal Adam Shavdalo Avedaso, Mi Chozer Al Mi, Bal Haveda Mechazer Al Avedaso. That's obviously, you know, drawing from the imagery in this week's parsha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took Achas Mitzalosa, Vayizgor Basar Tachtena, already came out of the Ish. He called her at that time Isha, Ki Me Ish Lukachazo, so he's Machzer Al Avedaso. So very similar Svara to why a man is mitzuvah and Piri Avirivya. Why is the man the driving force? Kikach Ishisha in terms of the Kenyan in Kiddushin. Okay, so let's bear that in mind because, you know, you can't read that Gemara in Kiddushin without thinking of the Gemara in Yivamos and vice versa. So the Rambam says in the Sefer Mitzvah something which I think is interesting. David, go ahead. Hishetzivanu lefaros hu leravos. That while we do that, we should have a particular kavana. What should our kavana be? Very good. Yeah, go ahead, David. Right, so it's interesting. One of the things that we're supposed to be thinking about, you know, the Kavana seems to be built into the mitzvah, and the Rambam, the Sefer Mitzvos, that we're supposed to be thinking about making sure that our species, Lakiyam Hamin, for, you know, Homo sapiens, right, that we should not cease to exist from this world. Very fascinating presentation of the Rambam. Maybe more on that a little bit later. Okay, then the Rambam. Next mitzvah, Kof Yud Gimel.
Mitzvah Kedushin.
This is a highly unusual line. When the Rambam says the mitzvah is lekadesh ha'isha, the Rambam says the mitzvah is be'ila b'kidushin. And oh, by the way, right, lase is davar b'yad ha'isha, that's kesev u'shvei kesev, o b'shtar o b'biya. So what's this business about liv'ol b'kidushin? So it's a complicated story, but it's a story best understood in light of a foil. And that foil is Rabbeinu Asher. That foil is the Rush. So Asher, go ahead. V'nira liki bracha zo. This is a Birchas Ha'erusin, Birchas Kiddushin. Yeah, so the Rush was amongst the deniers of any independent status to the mitzvah of Kiddushin. He says, look, because there are other ways of getting there. I'm not sure the Rush is taking out an advertisement in the Jewish press of Toledo, Spain, that, go to the Pilagesh route. But in principle, it would work for purposes of Piri Verivia. It kind of especially makes sense if your orientation is Kiyom Hamin. Well, there are human beings that will be produced from such relationships. The Af. He says, look, generally speaking, you could be a vegetarian. Generally speaking, you could talk about Yantif, maybe. Generally speaking, a person could do that, but since it's the Yafshar B'inyan Acher, that's enough to justify Birchas HaMitzvah. The Birchas HaMitzvah topic. So he says, but since when it comes to Piri Berivya, and that's really the only mitzvah to speak of here, you're not going to have a Birchas HaMitzvah in the context of Kiddushin, because in the final analysis, Shemi, you can get to Piri Berivya. I'm not recommending it, but I'll Yidei Pilagesh. So what did the Rambam actually think about that? The Rambam said, Livol b'kiddushin. So it turns out that the Rambam actually doesn't believe in this. The Rambam thinks that actually is nisa daraisa pilagesh for everybody except, ironically, the melech, who is very limited by the Torah. The Torah tied his hands and says, you can only have 18 wives, so the Torah had to give him a heter pilagesh because, you have to be fair and balanced. Okay, but how do we know that? So if you take a look at the Rambam and the Koseres of Hilchos Ishas, this is one of my favorite tiyukim. And then the Rambam in the beginning of Hilchos Ishus, the Rambam Melachim, we can make the case pretty strongly. This is just, again, by way of introduction, and the Ravid will protest, as the Ravid always does, but this is the Rambam's approach. Okay, so Eitan, why don't you take it from here? So, Kodim Matan Torah. So it's really interesting because that actually resonates la'achar matan Torah. Essentially, that idea of knisa labayis for the Rambam has resonance in terms of which halacha. That's the Rambam's basic definition of nisuin. Okay, so it's interesting. That didn't totally go away. Okay, go ahead, Eitan. So it says it goes from being a very private affair, beino levena. Right, he wants to demonstrate that it's a public affair, so, right, al yidei edim, edei kiyum in particular, not just edei raya, right, they consecrate it, they elevate this particular event in halacha, it's now a halachic event, whether or not there are 50 people invited, or, if you want to infect everybody, 500 people invited, whatever it is, v'achar kach. Right, like the Ramban's essay in this week's Parashan, V'davak B'ishto, he says, yeah, because that's what the, animals, as opposed to human beings, they don't have a notion of dveikos, it's just v'yochulahen. So that's the whole idea of, right, ba al eim ha-derech, v'holeichlo, v'zoi anikres, yeah, all you have to do is, read the story of Yehuda and Tamar. However, mishan itna ha-Torah, so the Ravid gets apoplectic. The Ravid says, that's not a Kadesha. having Bi'ila outside of the context of Kiddushin is just an example of Bi'ila's Nus. That doesn't render her a Kadesha. So the Ravid says, what is the Rambam talking about? Ein Kadesha l'mezumenes v'himuv keres l'chol adam. Rashi quotes that al-Tara, Mekudesh l'mezumenes l'znus. Even if there again is no, you know, formalized relationship with ksuba and kiddushin, ein balo malchus velo iser la v'yapilegesh haksuba b'pasuk. Again, the Ravid isn't saying that he thinks that this is, you know, we're going to distribute the kedoshim tiu award to such a person, but the reality is right that it's not an iser and there's no malchus involved, and he says v'yesh svarim, interestingly, shekasa behem Pilagshin, specifically, B'li Kiddushin. So what is the Rambam talking about? It's obviously the Rambam L'shitaso, where the Rambam said in the Sefer HaMitzvos, what? That the mitzvah isn't L'kadesh HaSaisha, but, what was his language? That all B'ilos have to be done through Kiddushin. The Rambam restricted Bia to the framework of Kiddushin. That was Gufa, the issue that happened, Kodem Matan Torah, L'achar Matan Torah. So the Rambam uses that language twice at the beginning of Hilchos Ishos. Kodem Matan Torah, L'achar Matan Torah. The first time is to introduce the mitzvah of Kiddushin. And what happened with the introduction of the mitzvah of Kiddushin? In parallel to that, which lav was created? The lav of Kadesha, right? They're two sides of the same coin. If you can now have Be'ilal Yedei Kiddushin, and you actively choose not to do Be'ilal Yedei Kiddushin, so then what have you done? Then you've violated, you've incurred the Isser of Kadesha. There's one exception to this. And that one exception, Eitan, is? You're absolutely correct. Do you mind just putting it on the record? So the Rambam is on the record, right? Hey, it's not like he needs the Ravid to point this out to him. He says, "Upilagshim below ksuva below kedushin." If you look in the Nosei Kalim and Hilchos Malachim, they can't believe that the Ravid didn't realize that the Rambam himself states what he thinks the proper girsa is. It's not that Pilagshim have a ksuba, right? Pilagshim below ksuba ubelo kiddushin. They have none of these protections at all. So what's the kinyan? Ela biyichud bilvad kono usa? Umataris. Right, so there's an iser, and again, an iser daraisa, appear to be from Hilchos kiddushin. Okay, very good. So that's the Rambam's understanding. There obviously is a mitzvah of Kiddushin, but we should understand the mitzvah of Kiddushin elevated a Maisa Bia to something that it takes place within the context of a consecrated and a sacramental relationship. So what I want to now try to do is to prove that this isn't just for the Rambam a mitzvah of Kiddushin, but the Rambam has higher and greater aspirations here. So if you go back to the Koseres of Hilchos Ishos, a couple of years ago I was honored to be able to give a shir psicha at a kolel where they're learning Masechta Kiddushin, so I mentioned this diuk of the Rambam in the Koseres, and the Rosh Kolel told me that he had heard it from, well, people from Rosenzweig. It was never in shir for Kiddushin, they were getting together. So I was surprised to not know that from him. But so if you take a look at the Rambam Koseres of Hilchos Ishos, you'll see that it transcends just the Isser Kadesha, but actually it gets back to our point exactly about the range of Piriya Verivya. So if you take a look, Eitan, if you don't mind just doing the honors, in the Rambam in the Koseres, this is the 12th source, there are four mitzvos in Hilchos Ishos. So there you go. So Lisa Isha Biksuba Vikidushin. So Ksuba has some Doraisa element to it. That's very important. That's the Rambam Ramban issue. Right, the Rambam said it already in the Koteres, that there shouldn't be any Bia with it outside of that context, Melech being an exception. Right, you know, Chas V'Shalom. You know, Project Sarah wasn't the first one to think of abuse. They're doing important work, but, you know, it's not original. So I love that line, because what's the Rambam suggesting? What's that? Ilan? The kavana should be lefaros ulerabos mimena. You may not get there. There are all kinds of things. There's a lot of siyata dishmai involved, but lefaros ulerabos mimena. So it's not like the Rush who was saying, ah, I don't really believe that there's any mitzvah of Kiddushin. No, the Rambam believes very deeply that there is a mitzvah of Kiddushin. Even in terms of the bracha, the Rambam says, you know who should make the bircha sa'irisin? The person who's performing the mitzvah. Like, hola mitzvah, smivarchin aleim over la'asiyas. And there's absolutely a mitzvah of Kiddushin. But part of the interesting nature of the mitzvah of Kiddushin is that it's inextricably linked with the mitzvah of Piriya Verivya. Right, because the whole idea for the Rambam is that it shouldn't be a casual encounter. A casual encounter is the Isser Kadesha. What should it be part of? A consecrated union, and hopefully with the purpose of going forward and building a family. And you can instantiate that because, again, you guys all know this already. Where did the Rambam paskin the halachos of Piriya Verivya? In which section of the Mishnah Torah? In Hilchos? Ishus, which starts with Perek Aleph, Mitzvah Kiddushin. You get to Perek Tesvav. All of a sudden, you start learning about Piriya Verivya. So the Rambam saw it as a natural extension. The beginning of Hilchos Ishus is all about the mitzvah of Kiddushin, where Kiddushin works, where it doesn't work, how you have a Safek Kiddushin, you messed up the line, all these things that we really hope don't happen in the context of a wedding. There's a little bit of pressure, right? You have people who know half of Shas, you try to get a Harayat Mekudeshesli out of them, and they're like falling on their face, and people are nervous, right? And then the Rambam starts talking about Perek Tesvav. So he starts talking about, the mitzvah of Piriya Verivya. So for the Rambam, it's certainly part of a very clear continuum. Yes, Eitan was first, and then, Levi was first, and then Eitan. Go ahead.
I'm just curious, how does Rambam understand the word Kedusha? Because it makes sense for Rambam, because the actual linguistics of it is like, kind of a of his menace, like Kadosh is like separated. Right. So it's to be separated specifically for this thing. Whereas for Rambam, it's just like any regular person who happens to then do this thing. Like you think about any avera that a person does, it's not like they're Kadosh for it.
Right. So he's not understanding the term, with respect to Hektesh, to be set aside and consecrated to this purpose, but really in terms of usurping the mitzvah of Kiddushin. Eitan, go ahead.
According to the Rambam, if Bia is really supposed to be something that is special through Kiddushin, why is it mutter for the Melech?
Right, so that's a really important question, is how the Melech has that exception. And by the way, he seems to require the Melech to also give a framework, because you could say the Melech has his heter, and he doesn't have to make any kind of a kinyan. But the Rambam says no, that he thinks that the Melech actually has a kinyan yichud, that there actually is a kinyan required, which I've tried to play up in the past as the Rambam's way of conceding this, basically conceding your point and saying it can't be totally casual. I think an important point. I do think it also has something to do with the concession of the idea that we're limiting the amount of nashim that he has. So I think that is part of the discussion. I'm also comfortable saying that I don't think the Rambam thinks it's the greatest thing in the world. Right, not just in terms of the history of what happened to Shlomo, but I don't think the Rambam is out there recommending it. He's permitted to do so. I don't know that the Rambam is saying that it should be seen in the most positive terms. Now, what I really wanted to try to develop today, hopefully giving us an appreciation just to review so far, we spoke about the interrelationship between Piriya Verivya and three other mitzvahs. How Piriya Verivya and Talmud Torah should be balanced, okay? That's an important discussion, and Ben Azai is at the heart of that. We talked about Piriya Verivya and Shvichos Damim, which is obviously a very grave part of the discussion. We talked about Piriya Verivya and Mitzvahs Kiddushin. I want to speak now about Piriya Verivya and Mitzvahs Chinuch, because my argument is going to be is not just, I think what the Rambam really did and contributed to this discussion was pushing Kiddushin more and more in the direction of Piriya Verivya in this sacramental bond. What I'd like to try to do now is push it like to the next phase and say, well, what is Piriya Verivya really all about? And what should we be thinking about in terms of Ki Kach Ish Isha? What is that institution that begins with Harayat Mekudeshesli? What are the full aspirations of that? So Piriya Verivya could be understood in purely biological terms, that, one of the things that I think we all remember learning about when we first were introduced to the principles of biology were the notions of reproduction, right? That organisms right? Living organisms have the capacity for reproduction. That could be sexual reproduction, could be asexual reproduction, depending on the sophistication of the organism. We all obviously remember that, right? And the capacity for reproduction and replication, how exactly that transpires, and you know, just Derech Agav, right? That's a big part of that discussion. Amongst the virologists, should viruses be considered amongst organisms that are living and not living, the capacity for reproduction? So one can really think about reproduction in a very technical sense, but the argument that I'm going to make over the course of the next 15 minutes or so, before we go over to Hashkafa, is that al-pi halacha, my view is that Piria Virivia is actually inextricably linked with the din of Chinuch. Okay, so Kiddushin is linked to Piria Virivia. That's the Rambam's contribution. And now my contribution is going to try to be to argue that Piria Virivia is really inextricably linked with the mitzvah of Chinuch. I'd like to just, you know, generally state, I'm not saying that he would support every position that I'm about to take, that Rav Meir Tursky, it was generally speaking very influential in my trying to develop this line of approach, especially as it concerned the Gemara in Bava Basra that some of us talked about over the summer. Okay, so here we have the famous Braisa, Kiddushin Daf Chavtes, Tanina Lahadet Tanir Rabbanan, Ha'av Chayev Bifno Lamulo Liftoso Lalamdo Torah Lasio Isha, again, Talmud Torah, Lasio Isha, Melamdo umnus. V'yesh omer maflashito v'mayim. Rabbi Yehuda omer koshin amelamid is b'no umnus. Melamdo listus. So, over and above chinuch in particular mitzvos, so father has certain kinds of responsibilities to a son. And they're enumerated here in this braisa, and obviously everybody who's a father, and from the moment that you guys are fathers, you'll be thinking about this in a very regular way. Hopefully lamulo liniftoso. Those are things you achieve pretty early on, but the rest of them are daily preoccupations. The famous Gemara Baba Metzia talks about, you know, Avedas Rabo, Kodemes Avedas Aviv, and the Gemara gives the reason for that is Rabo Mevio Liolam Haba, and Aviv is Mevio L'chayolam Hazah. So remember, that's a bare minimum. Obviously, it could be a situation with Aviv Shehu Rabo, where that Gemara gets washed aside, but also Mevio L'chayolam Hazah. It's not just a statement of, oh, the father contributed genetic material to this offspring, but it's a mechayiv, that's the way I understand it. Your responsibility is to get your son onto his own two feet in terms of existing in this world. That's why you have to be melamdo umnus. You have to put him in a position where he can be mefarnes his family. You have to put him in a position where he's going to be capable of carrying on the family tradition, of course, as well. Lahasio Isha. That doesn't mean that you have to be there on the date with him. I think that might be counterproductive, at least in certain cases. But you want to put him in position where he's a mensch enough to attract the right kind of a mate. Certainly, Lahashita Bamayim. It doesn't just mean Mayim. It doesn't just mean swimming lessons, though I take that very seriously. I always insisted that I should be the one to take the children to the swimming lessons, because it's actually one of the things that the Gemara lists as particular to the father. So that's where I think there's a din prati of karpul, not just a din klali of chayav adam v'chavid es ishto yoser migufo. So this braisa, what it's really trying to establish is the way that we're responsible over and above katan hayodei l'naneya, chayav mitzvah sulav, katan shenitzarach limo, chayav b'sukkah, that katan shedei l'daber, Torah, and kriyashma. So over and above all of that, this is the, not the trees, this is the forest. These are the ways that we have to prepare our children. So the Gemara Bava Basra, it's a remarkable Gemara we spoke about a little bit over the summer. So I'll mention the interpretation that I said then, and then I'll add something that Rav Tursky said, which I think again brings Piria Virivia much closer, you know, to the discussion of Chinuch. So Shemi, go ahead. So Amar Rav Shmuel ben Elisha. So the Romans, right, came along. She goes to Salado Xeros Ros Akashos, Mavavelatus, Menitora Mitzos, and Manechas Osano Likanis Shua Ben, Ramilo the Shavua, the Yeshua Haben, Dinush and Igzer Alatsmenu.
says Zara shall Avram Avinu kala me'alav, ella hanav kalam Yisrael, mutav she'yushov gugin v'alayim.
So when the Romans took away the quality of our religious lives, in particular as it resulted, in, you know, being unable to perform the most basic of mitzvos, and other such things, so in reality, you know, we probably should have given up at that point, but the Gemara says, Hanach lam Yisrael, mutav she'ushogigin v'alayu mizidin, were we to pass such a takana, nobody would be able to live with that. So the Bali Atosos were shocked. Everybody remembers in the summer, the Bali Atosos say, what are you talking about, making a gzera? Right? What is this? Yesh koch v'yad chlam lakor davar min ha-Torah b'shev v'al tase? You're going to say that there shouldn't be piria v'rivya? So go ahead, Shimmy. Tema! So that's my little, you know, over the summer I gave my little spiel about Jewish demography, and I said, you know, just replacement level, that's what the Gemara, the Bali Atosos, considered, you know, Zaro Shalabram Avinu Kala. That's why Baboker Zara Sarachal Erevel Tanach Chedecha, again, psychologically, medically, what a person is able to handle, and people should be trying their very best. So Rav Twersky once commented on this Gemara. No, that the Gemara could be interpreted kipshuto, not like the Bali Atosos try to read it, that, you know, it's for only those who are Mekayim period of Yerivya. See, because he said, in a situation where you can't be Mechanech your children, Ilan, in a situation where even Bris Mila isn't going to be viable, so the question is, are you really Mekayim the mitzvah of period of Yerivya? That's what's at stake in the Gemara. Because is the mitzvah of period of Yerivya only a question of Lechavi and Lekiyim Hamin? Or is the mitzvah of Piri of Arivia that we're trying to produce these children for the sake of subscribing to a particular set of values? That's what's at stake here. And you can bring a raya from the Gemara Masech de Brachos and Daf Yod. Because the Gemara Masech de Brachos here, this is famously, you know, Mikeach Hacham Yodea Pesher Davar, right? Chizkiyo and Yeshayahu were having some kind of a falling out, and they didn't want to go interact with each other. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, Mikeach Chacham Yodea Pesher Davar, so he makes it into a Bikur Cholim visit. Chizkiyo gets terribly ill, and Tzav LeBeischa Kimeis Ata, it's not just in Olam Hazeh, but it's Olam Haba, you know, and Noah Barinholtz has commented extensively in the past on this Gemara, that, you know, how harsh it seems, just because he's not Mekayim, the mitzvah of Piri of Arivia, that we're going to take away his Chelek in Olam Haba, is in Piri of Arivia, only about Mevi'o L'chai Olam Hazeh. So in any event, Yeshayahu HaNavi comes in, guns blazing, Tzav LeBeischa Kimeis Ata, and Chizkiyahu says, you know, are you done yet? You know, doors that way. Kalei Nivu'oscha. So the Gemara says, you know, Mai Kulei Hai, what was it all about? What was this discussion all about? So the Gemara responds, Amar Leih Mishum D'lo Asak T'Piri B'Rivya. Because we know that Chizkiyahu was refraining from engaging the mitzvah period of Arivia because he had a Ruach HaKodesh that he was going to have a bani delomali. V'kachava, what did he have? Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly. So the last 33 years, you know, that's the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Rabbi Yehuda's position that Menashe is a chelik in Olam HaKba, because Kadosh Baruch Hu was Babi Machteris, and he brings a tunnel, so Menashe got snuck past the Midas Adin. Chazi li b'rach ha-kodesh nafak minay bonin d'lomalu. So Amar Leih, behadi kivashe d'rachman alam alach. Ma'adi mifkides yifkidu l'mi be'ovid. Ma'adi nicha kami kutsu b'richu le'ovid. So the way the Gemara is naturally interpreted is hanistaros la'ashem elokeinu. You may have a ruach ha-kodesh, but, you know, don't play God. Ha'niglos la'an alavanei do'ad olam. La'asos is called devei ha-Torah azos. Do you have a mitzvah period of Arivia? Yes, last time I checked, it's the first mitzvah in the Torah. So stop playing games over here. Do what you have to do. And, you know, if the future is that this child will not live up to your expectations, Chizkiyahu, you're a tzaddik, and he's not going to live up to your expectations. So that's Hashem's business. Mahadei kivashe derachman olam alach. So who wants to be malamid zchus on Chizkiyahu, Liba Rav Twersky's pshat in the Gemara Baba Basra? The Chizkiyahu wasn't denying that he emits a period of Arivia, but Eitan, what? Exactly. He's saying, well, what point is it? If it's not going to be for the sake of advancing Torah mitzvos, so just like the Gemara Baba Basra said, maybe the ideal thing would not be to have children in that particular environment. Now, Derech Agav will say this is very, very, very different in the Gemara in Sota when Amram leaves Yocheved, because that wasn't a question of spiritual oppression. They were just throwing them into the Yor. So that's not Nogea to this particular discussion at all. We're not going to give in to physical oppression. But if the idea is we're not going to be able to raise them to Torah mitzvos, so what exactly is the value for that as well? I wanted to try to extend this idea to a pretty famous machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish and the Gemara Masach de Bechoru. So there's this question of Hayu lo banim b'giyuso. Let's say you have a person who has children and he decides he wants to convert. So we do have a general principle, Gershon is gair kekatan adola damis, the slate is wiped clean. So the natural position would be that he's not credited with having achieved the mitzvah of Piri of Eruvia. Me'idach gisa, the mitzvah of Piri of Eruvia is kind of interesting in the sense that the Gemara links it to Yeshuvo shel Olam, lo sohu vira'a la'sheves yitzara. So let's say his two biological children, one of them wins the Nobel Prize in chemistry, the other one wins the Nobel Prize in physiology and medicine. It's a little hard to say that he didn't make any contribution to society. So it turns out some achokis between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. The Gemara appears twice, so one of them we'll see, the one is the Gemara in Bechoros. Avi, go ahead. So Itmar Hayulo Banim Yoso Ved Kochavim, Big Yusom and Isgayer, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Reish Lakish Amar, so Rabbi Yochanan Amar, simple position is Reish Lakish, just to say, it's all very nice, all those Nobel Prizes are wonderful, but in the end of the day, Gershon is Gair Katan Anola Dami, he's really given a clean slate. The clean slate is Lekulo Lechomra, the clean slate. The clean slate means we're not going to hold against him anything he did before, but also in terms of mitzvahs. Now, it could be that Rabbi Yochanan's position was moderated a little bit, because when Rabbi Yochanan says he kiyem, he quotes the Pasuk Lo Sovir Ala Sheves Yitzara. So there was some that wanted to say that even Aliba the Rabbi Yochanan, he wasn't claiming that he has the full kiyum of the mitzvah Piri of Erivya, but that he has a partial kiyum. Dehainu Lo Sovir Ala Sheves Yitzara. Right, Dan Barinholtz took that position in the past, that was what Rabbi Yochanan was saying, that he wasn't arguing for the full kiyum of mitzvah Piri of Erivya. Now the Rama is a very unusual shita. He says, Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, we should pass like Rabbi Yochanan. So the Rambam throws in a Heichi Timtzi that might support Barinholtz's approach. Because you take a look at the Rambam in Hilchos Ishus, where else in Perek Tesvav? Okay, Noam, go ahead. Your father wanted to argue. So the Rambam throws in a line that doesn't appear in the Gemara for purposes of fulfilling the mitzvah of Piri of Erivya. He says, it's true, Gershon is Gayer, Kekatan Hanola, Dami. But if he converts and they convert. Now, normally that should mean that there's no halachic relationship, right? Hareza kiye mitzvah zo. So why didn't the Rambam paskin just like Rabbi Yochanan? Rabbi Yochanan says he was mekayim the mitzvah. He doesn't require the children to have converted. So maybe the Rambam read the Gemara. Should we go ahead?
Maybe he felt that he's holding like Reish Lakish. But the only reason why is that he isn't bringing more people to the Torah mitzvah. But if they converted, then they are doing a Torah mitzvah.
But wait a second. If you really hold Gershon is Gairi Kikatan Hanola Dami, so the slate is wiped clean. So better to say the Rambam is following the rules. He paskins like Rabbi Yochanan. But what did he add to Rabbi Yochanan? If it was a situation where he just converted, then all you could give him credit for was Lo Sovir Ala Sheves Yitzara. But if you really wanted to take it to the next level and say that he was in the Kayim period of Erivya, what would you say? How is that possible? If he's maybe people closer to Torah mitzvos. Because intrinsic to the mitzvah period of Erivya is that aspect of bringing people up to a certain set of values. Maybe that's how the Gemara can say in three different places, you didn't have the child, but some of the Achronim, the Minchas Chinuch discusses it, say a person adopts somebody, raises them to Torah mitzvos. So maybe that's a kiyum period of Arivia. It's a debatable point. It's a highly debatable point, but you can appreciate in light of the idea that period of Arivia is inextricably linked with the mitzvah of chinuch. Adoption is a huge mitzvah. It's a huge mitzvah. Yes, Ellie.
If so, then if a person puts up their child for adoption and doesn't engage in Talmud Torah with them, then can they still also?
I'm not ready to say that. I knew you. I thought you were going to ask that. It's a pretty brutal thing because you know I don't want to. I'd rather it be true in one direction than the other. But I hear you. You may have me in a corner on that one. So the Magid Mishnah suggests something similar. He says, "Machlokes Reb Yechon Reish Lakish Yadua Shalach Reb Yechon and Pirush Rabbeinu Shabanin Nizayir Gam Kain V'Nachonu Shim Lo Kain Ayim Bechula Lisa Kedei Lios Lo Banim Yisraelim V'Lo Yomer Reb Yochanan De Bebanim Akum Dailo." Maybe Reb Yochanan would concede that he only was Mekayim Laso Vira LaShaves Yitzara with the Banim who were Begiusan. That rock. I happen to believe that very much. I think it goes very nicely. So I think there's a very, very strong body of evidence that would suggest that mitzvah period virivia is highly, highly integrated into the mitzvah of chinuch. So on the front end, period virivia is integrated into kiddushin, right? And then on the back end, period virivia is integrated into chinuch. So by the transitive principle, beautiful, Avi, right? So that even from the beginning, so, you know, mitchilas davar, ki kach ish isha, so that is aldas. And if I could say a word of hashkafa about that, and that is how you should choose. When the time comes, so there's one overarching question that you need to ask yourself. It is... Nobody knows what tomorrow will bring. And the point of it all is to really, really continue the Masorah, and you have to, and this is the inviolable point, you have to ask yourself a very hard question. Were I not here, who would I trust to be mechanech my children? And that will be the most important question. You'll ask yourself, everything else is a tolda of that question. That's very, very important. You have to trust this person. Value-wise, this—if I could not be here to supervise, right? So it's that's really the most important thing, and that's not a simple question to know. Obviously, person is a young person, but that is where the rubber meets the road. So I wanted to even take this idea further. Okay, so we have the Gemara in Bava Basri, the Gemara in Brachos. We have my interpretation of the Gemara in Bechoros as well. So I'd like to now take this back to the Gemara in Shabbos and then add a Gemara in Erevin. So maybe that's also part of why the Gemara uses that language of Asakta Bepiria Virivia. Servine Salvatic. I'm not saying it's Lafouque, his interpretation, which is that you should be involved in Piria Virivia in general in the community. You should be concerned. But Asakta Bepiria Virivia, maybe part of that is actually a reflection of the idea of being involved in family life. Because I can't believe, maybe this tells you something more about me than it does about the Gemara, but that's okay too. I can't believe that of the six questions you're asked, Nasata Vatata Memudo. Okay, so honesty is non-negotiable. Number one. Two, Kavati Matara, Tamatara is non-negotiable. Asakta Imperia Virivia, okay, family. Tzipisali Yeshua, Palta Bechachma Ivanta Davar Mitoch Davar. It can't be that there's no question on that list in terms of how involved were you, not just in saying, okay, I passed on my genetic material, Darwin can be happy, but that I'm involved in Asakta Bepiria, I'm involved in making sure that is Litzorech, you know, Kavati Tima Torah, etc. So there's also Gemara and Erevin that I think about all the time, mostly because of the Rashi in this week's Parsha. So this was, again, she's not Mitzuvan, Piria Virivia, Darko Shalish, Lichbo, Shemain, Darko Shalisha, but let's just take a look at the final Makar. So Israel, go ahead. I'm just looking right now how many ayins there are, to see how much appreciation we're going to be able to get. Okay, the 23rd source, El Haisha Amar.
What about the
Okay, so we got in a few. So he says to the woman, Harbar ba itzvonech veherodech be'etzev til divanim. So herayon, we know, is pregnancy. Be'etzev til divanim, that sounds like delivery. That term itzvonech, it's hard to figure. Ve'el ishech teshukateich v'hu yimshol bach. So it seems to capture the different things. Pregnancy, childbirth, ishus. Very, very interesting pasuk. Like a lot of the topics we spoke about. So the Gemara in Erevin, I'm only quoting it selectively, the part that's necessary for now. So itzvonech, says the Gemara, go ahead. Go ahead, Israel. Okay, so working backwards, that's until Ibanim, so we understand pre-epidural, kemashmo. Veheronech, zetzar ha'iber. Right, it's pregnancy. Not that we can speak of it. We could philosophize about it, but okay, we'll take their word for it. Okay, and itzvonech, zetzar gedolbanim. So the Gemara Erevin understood that the very first word in the pasuk, it's not going in chronological order, right? Harbeh harbeh itzvonech, and then there's the heirayon, be'etzev til divanim, and then there's childbirth. So what's front-loaded in the discussion, according to Chazal, is why would you do this in the first place? Right? For the sake of raising these children up to a particular set of values, zetzar gidol banim. And tzar gidol banim is not just that perhaps on occasion, you know, that you might say it's bedtime, and then they say, not in my opinion, or that they say that before you eat the cupcake, you have to have the broccoli, and they say, you know, again, that's not my shita. I don't hold that way. So that's not really what we mean. But the actual of tzar gidol banim, what that relates to is the yearning that we all have that our children will hold dear the values that we hold dear and embrace those things about which we would say, kihem chayinu ve'orach yameinu. And as my Rebbe once told me, that a lot of parenting is holding one's breath. A lot of it is holding one's breath. You have to have a lot of emunah and obviously work very, very hard at that project, but nobody can possibly take that for granted. And so what we try to lay out today is the first mitzvah in the Torah, period of Erivya, is of course in its own right extremely important. You don't have to go any further. The Rabbim, the Chavim, the Kiyom Amin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted the world to exist, lo sov ara la sheves yitzara. But particularly from the perspective of Klal Yisrael, building off of that universal obligation, which some of you saw, we'll discuss Rav Lichtenstein's article, I guess, more next week. We have more time because it's sort of at the interface of Bereishis and Noach. So over and above that bris that applies to everybody, the universal bris, so for Klal Yisrael, so mitzvahs piri v'rivya takes on a kind of a different significance. And part of that different significance, of course, has a lot to do with the mitzvos to which we would hope to raise these children. And that moves in many different directions. That was probably the havamin of Chizkia, why he didn't want to have the children. That's the line of the Gemara Bava Basra. Why it could be contemplated that you wouldn't do the mitzvah period of Erivya in an environment where you were not able to raise children in a particular way. And Me'idach, he said in a very positive sense, called the Gadol Yasam Yisoma Besoch Beso, Mala Bakasov Ki Ilu Yulado. And by the way, that Mala Bakasov Ki Ilu Yulado, that also applies of Kol HaMelabed, it's Ben Chaveiro Torah. Mala Bakasov Ki Ilu Yulado. So you see there, Ela told us Moshe v'Aaron, Be'yom Diber Hashem al Moshe v'Har Sinai, Shnadav Avihu Elazar Vitamar. So Rashi comments, Biyom Dibar Hashem Moshe Bahar Sinai. That's when they became Moshe's children as well. Kol Hamelamed es Ben Chaveru Torah. So this is something that we obviously have to invest in. We have to invest in a great deal. I've said in the past, and I guess with this we'll conclude, and I'll try to bring up the relevant quote here with your permission, is that part of my attraction to Brisk, not just in terms of the Derech HaLimud, but the Hashgafa, so part of my attraction to that has to do with the high degree of emphasis that Brisk placed on Limud HaTorah within the family. I mean, again, it wasn't their original idea. The Pasuk of the Chumash says, Vishinantan Levanecha V'dibar Tabam, and yes, Chazal tell us, Elu Talmidecha, but Limatam Osam Es Benecham L'Dabir Bam. So that is obviously to be understood Kipshuto as well, and first and foremost, as the Rambam says in Hilchos Talmud Torah, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, that Beno Kodem Leben Beno, and Ben Beno Kodem Leben Chavero. So that's obviously something, you know, which is of extreme importance. And taking a lot of time and investing in that experience is something that Brisk was always about. That the parent-child relationship expresses itself in terms of chinuch, which I think is actually a halachic expression of this idea of the integration of piria, virivia, and chinuch as well. So I'll just read a few lines here that had an enormous impact on me when I heard them and continue to form my point of view in general. The historical evidence in this regard is mixed, reluctancy runs. I come in directly from Brisk and from Balazhin, and Brisk, of very, very high value, was attached to raising children, and particularly to raising them with the paramount values that epitomize this community, specifically the Derech HaLimud of Reb Chaim, the analytical approach to Torah study. Brisk, Reb Chaim, didn't have a yeshiva. He started learning with his children. People heard about it, so other people joined the group. Today, yeshiva's Brisk in Yerushalayim is an empire. Rav Amram Yehoshua Salvechik has 800 students in his yeshiva, hundreds of other waiting, knocking at the door, which is true. Contrast that with his father's whole yeshiva, which fit into a living room, 50 or so talmidim, and his grandfather, Reb Belville, the Griz, had to do without getting a minion in his home. He learned with his children. Reb Moshe Soloveitchik built the Rav into who he was, and not just a little bit here and there. During the formative years of the Rav's life, his father, Reb Moshe, learned with him 10 to 12 hours a day. And when I say learned, I mean he learned with him. If the Rav hesitated or if Moshe thought he was goofing off, he let him have it. Not everybody did that. That's still the case. Many of the Torah giants in Eastern Europe, and not one or two, devoted themselves to their own Torah studies, writing their chidushim, and let their children grow up as they might within their society. Seven even grew up to be irreligious Jews. I'm not referring here to some local, isolated, unknown Rav. And it did happen. It's a terrible thing. But, you know, that they were too busy to learn with their children. It's not a simple matter. Chazal say about Moshe Rabbeinu himself in Parshas Chukas, you read that Aaron's son succeeded him in the Kuhuna. Parshas Pinchas, the daughters of Tzlavchad inherit their father. Moshe saw all this, assumed that his sons would inherit his position of leadership. And therefore, he came to plead with Ribbono Shalom regarding his own successor. Yivkod Hashem Elokei Aruchos L'chol Basar Ish Al Eidah. It was not to be. In the somewhat audacious Medrash, Mabin Barabbah, Hashem responds harshly. No, your sons said idly did not occupy themselves with Torah. Yehoshua devoted himself to you and honored you. He came early to the study hall. He arranged the benches, spread a canopy for shade. He served you with all strength. No tzertena, yochal piria. He's worthy of serving the Jewish people. Your sons did not take care of the business of the Jewish people. They will not succeed you. The Gemara Baba Basra, Daf Kuf Tes, Amud Beis, goes further. It states that Moshe Rabbeinu's grandson and later children were Kohanei Avodah Zarah. Moshe Rabbeinu's grandson. Far be it from me, Chas V'Shalom, to judge Moshe Rabbeinu's priorities. He clearly felt the whole weight of the Jewish people, the future of the Jewish history on his shoulders. But it was it at the expense of Gershom and Eliezer. I feel very strongly about the need for personal attention and child rearing. I've tried to put it into practice. I was raised this way. A number of my rebbeim also used to speak of the value of learning with one's children. The Rav once said that when he gets to Olam Haba, he's going to say, based on what you deserve, entry to Olam Haba. Personally, he mentioned three things, one of which was that he learned with his children. Other two, interestingly, were founding Maimonides and that he was Mepharnes and Almana. I remember a drasha that Rav Huttner Zatzal gave around Shavuos one year when I attended Chaim Berlin. He discussed the Gemara Bava Basra, Yeshua ben Gamla Zocher Latov, right? He created the network of Jewish education. Before his time, everyone had studied with his own child or hired a private malamed, but he founded schools. The Rosh Yeshiva said that historians think of this as a great event, resolving the chaos of home education with something systematic, schools, buildings, educational infrastructure. To the contrary, Rav Huttner said, it was a sad day. The ideal is to follow the literal meaning of the verse, V'shinantam levanecha, v'matam osam esbenechem. The Rosh Yeshiva would frequently discuss with us the need to study with one's son or one's daughter, just as the Pasuk states. One pays a price for this attention to child raising. I'm not telling you that were it not for the fact that my investment in my children, I would be a goyim olam, huh? But you pay a price. However, that is a price that you should be very well ready and willing to pay, and thank the Ribbono Shalom every morning for the ability to pay it. It is a source of joy beyond words. So there you have it. And that essentially, I think, should be our approach, that you have to be mekayim the mitzvah of period of Arivia Kira'oi. Every single day, you need to be setting aside time to learn with your children. And Basher Hemsham, whatever there is they're learning. And I have particular thoughts about how one should do that in curriculum and other such things. But it's the most important thing that you will do that day. And also when it comes to choosing a vocation, which is why it's important to have this conversation now, Sir Rav Aaron used to tell us that the single most important consideration was how much time you'd have to be mechanech your family. So if you're an astronaut and you live on the International Space Station, there's no question it's an enormous contribution to Yeshuva Shel Olam. It could be that with Zoom, now it is possible. But once upon a time, that to be an astronaut probably would have made it more difficult for you to learn with your own children. I'm just assuming. Okay, it could be wrong about that particular example. But a person has to think, am I going to be able to come home on a regular basis? And even if it means I have to go back to the office for another 3 or 4 hours, whatever it is, but to have that kind of involvement with one's children is just absolutely essential to the hashkafa, the world of brisk in which I was reared. And in that regard, I say, al pi halacha, the period of Arivia, is mitzuraf and mechubar to the mitzvah of chinuch, just as the Rambam developed the notion that kiddushin itself is integrated with the mitzvah of piriya v'rivya. We'll leave la'avda l'sam, Rabbi Yerdeh, to Friday of next week. Everybody, good Shabbos.